Good evening, Kamara Diamond Jewelers. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, good afternoon. This is Mick from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hi, Mick. Hi, it's Brandon. How are you?
Oh, boy, you have a different voice when you put on the customer service voice.
I got lots of diamonds to sell.
All right, well, get ready.
What's going on?
I got word on a diamond, and even my mouth dropped, so bear with me. I got to look it back up. Oof. All right, you ready?
That doesn't sound good. Okay.
I wasn't expecting this. So, So, there is a 4.51 carat D Flawless GIA, triple excellent, no fluorescence, 235,196 dollars. And then there is a kind of like what we discussed. It said subject to recertification fee upon return. If it loses grade, client responsible to pay the loss in value.
Mhm.
So I was like, oof.
What was interesting is, I'm just looking on Polygon yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of the internally, because I was like processing in my brain, like how to convince her, because like the, you know, the idea of like the, you know, the just the scare of the flawless turning to internally flawless, just getting in as out as well as her wearing it. A lot of similar stones, flawless to internally flawless, and internally flawless were less money. I mean, were more money than the flawless. Do you think it's just like the market change and older stones in comparison to new stones, or I don't know. I just couldn't understand that.
I mean, by definition, no. I mean, flawless should always be, I mean, flawless is basically museum quality pieces.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sadly, it's one of those things where, yes, we simplify it down to its carat weight, its shape, its, you know, its color, its clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's other things involved. You know, you can have a D flawless stone, but if you look at the cert and it says clouds not shown, okay,
yeah.
Now it's potentially a cloudy stone. Like it's,
mm-hmm.
we simplified it back in the day. You know, and I always jokingly say we dumbed it down so much for the end consumer that we got used to it. So we kind of dumbed ourselves down when it came to not looking beyond the four C's.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you, I'm saying that in general.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
we're talking
yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean that makes me scratch my head. That makes me want to go on to Polygon and go, okay, let's kind of play, because sometimes, you know,
there were just two that looked very similar. I don't know. But I talked to her a bit last night. She, her and her husband, they're coming in tomorrow.
Okay.
I was going to show her the video of the one on your site, and then I found something a little bit cleaner. I don't know what direction she's going to go in, something a little bit smaller and cleaner, so, or the spotless. Now she's saying she doesn't want something too thick on her finger. So I don't know. I'll figure it out tomorrow.
Okay.
So, but this is wonderful information. So
great.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. Well, good luck with everything. Let me know what comes of it, and I'll work on it on my end if I need to.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Bye.